Well, I was in the Royal Navy from the late 80s to the early 90s. I was radio operator, bunting tosser, as affectionately known by the service. And then I was on several ships, including HMS Intrepid, HMS Ark Royal. Was fortunate enough to be based in Gibraltar, HMS Rook. I'm not sure if it's still there, so I'm showing my age a little bit. I was there, and I was fortunate enough to actually be trained on the IT systems. That kind of led me on to, when I left, me into IT, where I did that for several years, and then started my own business with my wife doing what we're doing now.
In total, how many years were you in service?
Just over 6 years.
All right, let's have a talk about what you're doing now with your wife. So this is the Home Star business. So what actually is it?
A company called Jim Jams, like your pajamas. It's a healthier range of breakfast spread, so it's like a healthier version of that well-known hazelnut spread. Our spreads are no added sugar and are now available at supermarkets such as Sainsbury's, Morrison's, Whole Foods, Boo's up in the Northwest. We're in Holland and Barrett in Gibraltar. We're in Dubai. We've only been going for about 2.5 years, which has gone amazing, really, because every other chocolate spread on the market is over 55% sugar. Mm. My children will love chocolate spread. We couldn't find a healthier alternative. In a short answer, we decided to do it ourselves. And the vast majority of jams are ran full of sugar, 60% sugar and only 30% fruit, which we kind of found very disappointing. When everyone thinks that jams are kind of ran with fruit, which, you know, they're not. We kind of decided to kind of bring that sugar content right down. That's our passion, because we know that the rising numbers of child obesity and also child's tooth decay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. The statistics there are just incredible, aren't they?
Yeah. It's the biggest outlay for the NHS, extracting children's teeth before they start school, which is it's about $400 million a year, which is quite shocking
and devastating
that children have their teeth as early as two or 3 years old extracted, just as they're coming out.
It's like their baby teeth, isn't it? It's their milk teeth that are coming out. How did X-Forces get involved and help you?
When we first started the business, we had a little bit of savings to kind of come up with a concept and kind of come up with some brand designs. And then when we needed to order stock, we'd run out of money. So we looked for startup loans. So X-Forces is an affiliate of Startup Loans, and X-Forces have been great, actually. They've helped. Really simple process, fill out the application forms. You've got to have a business plan put together, which they helped us build anyway.
Right.
And it was a really simple process. We bought stock from that and away we went. So it was a great help.
How did you hear about X-Forces first of all? Were you aware of them?
To be totally honest, I hadn't heard of X-Forces. I clicked on the startup loans form. There's a box that says, were you in the forces? So I clicked on that and then submitted. And as soon as I submitted, not long after, my phone rang and they said, oh, this is X-Forces. They were on it very quickly.
Love it, that's great. Well, it sounds like a great partnership. And at the end of the day, if you're looking to go into a business and you want to self-sustain from a business, you want some good partners around you.
X-Forces has been great. I mean, that's been one of our major partners, actually. I know the new service that has just been introduced for Veterans Gateway sounds like a great new service. That's obviously the first point of contact for anyone concerned about employment or any other areas when leaving the service, and I'd recommend people to use that.
So lovely to chat to you, Kevin. And last words from you. Anyone listening right around the forces world, maybe they're coming to the end of their time in service. What advice would you offer them?
You know, when I left the forces, I was very apprehensive about leaving the forces, because you're kind of going into the unknown. However, the forces does teach you that inner strength that you don't realise you've got until you actually leave, and gives you that drive and determination and focus to succeed. For someone like me to create a brand that's in supermarkets and take on a worldwide brand like Nutella, if I can do it, then anyone can, really. So I'd just say, if you've got your dreams and you've got that inner strength, just go for it.